This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall lift our voice wherever you are and give God glory and praise this moment. In all parts of the world, lift up your voice to Him. Tell Him you worship. Go ahead and just talk to Him that you love Him. Because He first loved us, go ahead and speak to Him. Worship Him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and glory. We exalt your majesty. We magnify your name forever. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all adoration. Blessed be your name, mighty God. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have worship. Father, being the last day, in your agenda, the best is always at the end. Let the best be released today. You have always kept the best at the end. Let today have the best in the name of Jesus. In all sections for tonight, let only Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Before you have your seats, I want you to... When you're taking a short flight, that's the way you stay. And when you're taking a long flight, your mind is prepared. So prepare for a long flight. Where after you are done, that's the way you write the exam. You tell the person, I'll pass this exam. By the time we are through, you know that the flight is worth it. You tell yourself, forget it. The year 2023 shall be my best year. It shall be so to someone. If you go to a party and you go late, they will give you remnant. But when God does and attend any party, it was the best wine that came at the end. In His agenda, the best is to say the end of a matter is better. So today, we carry the best. Give Him a big hand. You may be seated. Give your neighbor a high five. Praise the Lord. We want to especially thank God for the privilege. It's been so awesome the whole 5 days. How many of you have been blessed so far? Nobody had an idea that people are watching Gabon. Who knew that some people, a church is watching Gabon? Nobody knew. Even internet will not pick that one. They'll pick one person and the whole church is watching. Now you guys see now. The man is translating in French. We are here thinking that it's only us here. All over the world is watching. To Him we give all. I'll take a salvation message. I have 3 sessions, if not 4 today. All will be short and sharp. But I tell you, you will not regret. I know that, and I know you will just say, thank God I came. But the first message is a salvation message. Man was the envy of God's creation until man fell. In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? It says, how shall we escape if we neglect salvation? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, John 3:16. That was Hebrews 2 verse 3. That's where I quoted. That was by believing in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is reaching out to you and saying to you, do you want my Son Jesus? That's all God is asking. The thought to the family of Jesus is found in John chapter 14 verse 6. That's what they taught to the family is found. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, which means it can't be lost. I am the truth. The devil can't deceive you. I am the life. You can't die. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Whoever does not have Jesus does not have life. 1 John 5 and verse 12. It says, he that has the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The only way man can see God is as he revealed him through his Son, Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4 verse 12, it said, neither is there salvation any other. But there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now hear this and hear me well. Billy Graham told a story. God became man. If you are God, for instance, and one day you decided to create a little ant. And this ant you created all of a sudden began to walk towards danger. You try to say to the ant, oh ant, oh ant, you are where you are going, you will be destroyed. The ant did not understand, was going for destruction. You put something to stop the ant crosses your hand. You did everything for the ant not to be destroyed, the ant was going towards that area of destruction. Everything you did, the ant could not understand you. The only way for the ant not to be destroyed is to become an ant yourself. God did everything to make man to know that it was heading for destruction. Man did not understand. So the only way God did was to become man himself. Came in the form of Jesus. Died for you and I for our sins. To pave the way for us to have eternity. Good works can't save you. Belonging to a church cannot save you. Self-righteousness cannot save you. Religion cannot save you. You have to surrender your heart to Jesus. Revelation 3 verse 20. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and be with him. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Don't take a chance. Don't miss this golden opportunity. It will be too late to find out when you leave this earth. Wait. Nobody will make heaven by accident. The greatest miracle of all is the new birth experience. When you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, you get saved. Hear me and hear me well. Church can never save you. Doing good things can't save you. Oh, my hands are clean cannot save you. I belong to a denomination will never save you. You must confess the person called Jesus. It's only when you confess him as your Lord and Savior, then you'll be saved. Even if you go to confess sins in a church, it will not save you. You don't confess sins to be saved. You confess Jesus to be saved. So wherever you are in any part of the world, and you have not met with Jesus as Lord and Savior, this your moment, his hands are open. He will forgive you all your sins. He will accept you into the beloved family of Jesus Christ. You don't need to pay any price but to confess him as Lord and Savior. You don't need money to be saved. All you need is to open your mouth and say, Jesus, you are Lord over my life. All such persons anywhere in the world. Yes, you have been going to church. No doubt. But today is the day that God wants you saved. He wants you to be born again. He's not talking about church. He's talking about you having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Shall we all rise? All such persons all over the world. I said, Jesus, I want to surrender to you. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, pick whatever you came to the meeting with. Even if you're in the overflow, you're in any of the viewing centers, anywhere, walk to the front of that place where you are and then surrender your life to Jesus. Jesus died in the open, so don't be ashamed to come out openly to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Walk out. He loves you. Come to the front and be born again. Open doors in all centers. Find your way to the front of the place where you are and give your life to Jesus. Thee. video, not now. I'll tell you when to show it, please. It's altar call. Hallelujah. Keep coming if you're coming. Keep coming, keep coming. Wherever you are, just stand there. The altar can't contain again. Allow them wherever you are. The rest, please, the rest of the church, sit down so we can know those who have altar call. Every other person, sit down, please. Just stand wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Those of in front, in all centers, all over the world, this is a very crucial moment of your life. I want to repeat this prayer after me. In other countries where, please translate in the language of that country. Environments where they can't speak English, please someone, the pastor and everyone, make sure you interpret in that language. Even in Nigeria, the Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, Ijo, whatever, Efik, translate in that language. Say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe you died. Amen. I pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your precious sons and daughters all over the world, both in churches, online, everywhere. Everyone have confessed to write their names, and none of them shall fall by the wayside. Let the same power that plucked them out of hell preserve them in your kingdom. We cover every one of them with the blood of Jesus. We decree they shall not fall. In Jesus' mighty name. Now open your eyes. In all centers, they'll have what we call foundation class. You must have a foundation as a child of God. Tomorrow, 7 a.m. Please, the country where you are, tell them the time. And also on the internet, we'll have the classes back to back after every 1 hour. 7 will be one class, that will be another class, 8 o'clock, just like that, in the morning. And also those who are watching online, there will be foundation class in the morning. And I'll give you more details before we close. Don't fail to attend that class, and God will bless every one of you. Welcome to this wonderful family of Jesus. Are you clapping for Jesus? Follow this way, follow the people on blue. Raise your hand, please, let them see you, those of you on blue. Follow the men on blue suit and red tie. This way and that way. Go this way and that way. Direct them. Give Jesus a hand. Are you not clapping for the happiness? Hallelujah. While we are waiting for the new souls, they'll just take a few minutes to show you clips of some of the offerings that were given last year. What they did, not all, because there are places where the project has still not completed. They wish most of them will not be shown. But if you say see just few of them. Amen. You may be seated while they show you clips of some churches. Sacrifice bill.
And done. In 2022 Glory Reign First Edition, seats were sown for kingdom expansion. These are some of the video clips of various worship centers completed, and some over 70 to 90% done.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand. That was from last year. More are still going on. More projects are going on. We'll show you clips when you come next year. By that time, I'm sure hundreds, thousands of buildings must have been erected. Jesus is Lord. We're taking, by true salvation message, we'll take the first message. Praise the Lord. The power of sacrifice. The power of what? Sacrifice. We are redeemed to be wandered at. In the complete redemption package, if you look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, it says, saying with a loud voice, what is the land that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, glory and blessing? One of them is riches and the sevenfold blessings of God. You understand? You well, to reign on the earth, you need it. He said, he had made us kings and priests that we shall reign on the earth. This is Revelation 5, verse 10. Prosperity is the principal definition of redemption. The church cannot exercise dominion without prosperity. Let nobody deceive herself. The church will only be respected when you are prosperous. You must command wealth to command dominion. But hear this and hear me well. If purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Max Moreau said. Why does God bless? Number one, primarily is for the promotion of his kingdom. The reason God blesses is because he wants to promote his kingdom. He said, through prosperity shall my kingdom spread abroad. Zechariah 1:17. He said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything the entire world is looking for shall be an addition to you. Matthew 6:33. We are not blessed primarily to consume, but first and foremost to be a blessing to his kingdom. If that purpose is not known, wealth can be abused. You will never abuse it. Second, why does God bless? For us not to see shame. In Joel 2:26-27, it says, shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. That death wondrously with you, and my people shall never be what? He repeated it in verse 27. Lack and want causes stress. Causes what? You agree with me? Begging is shameful. It's not shameful. The reason God wants you to prosper is so that you don't be a beggar. Please find me small dough. You know, most times, the whole of your pride will die. God will bless someone as I'm talking here. Before this thing is over, your begging life will come to an end. That beggarly life will end. Number three, for you to be a blessing to humanity, for you to be a blood, that's why God will bless you. In Proverbs 28:27, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have plenty acres, many acres. God forbid, say God forbid. He that hath pity upon the poor, lend unto the Lord. That's Proverbs 19:17. And that which he hath given, will he pay him again. We are blessed primarily to be a blessing to the dying world. And you can't do that in poverty. You can't do that in what? He said, I'll bless you and that shall be what? Now, for instance, my 60th birthday, I gave 1,000 students one-time scholarship. Can you do that in poverty? Can you do that? 1,000, not 100. Now, because I desire to be a blessing to mankind, is that clear, sir? I've given personal scholarship in billions. Billions. My money, not church money. So you don't say, well, now salvation means money. My personal money. I'm a blessing to... There are all people I take care of all over the world. All over what? All over the world. One said, instead of her to die, me, anything to happen to me, let her die for me to bury her. One looked at me and said, even if I had children, they wouldn't have taken care of me the way you are taking care of me. She said, forget it, you are more than all the children I would have had. I don't keep them in a poor way. Most of them live in the posh and best areas of town, with furnished houses to brim, with housemates who take care of them. You can't do that in poverty. Now, but you can have money and not do it too. It's the nature. You see, I've seen rich people who are very stingy. So don't think that it's just because I have money. It's my life. So I refuse to be greedy. Now, let me say this to you. Don't live your life as if everything will end here. They've never buried anybody with motor. It's one small casket. So don't live your life as if your life depends on worldly things. Now, how do I turn my captivity? Because most times, people think that when they are poor, they say, well, if things were better, I would have just, you know, given my way out. If I wish I have money, my life would not be like this. But you can turn your captivity. You can turn your what? So how do I turn my captivity as a child of God?
How can I break out of poverty as a child of God? Then those who are out of poverty, how can I move to the next level? Because you are not permitted to remain at one level for too long. Yes, some of you are broken out of poverty. But how can I shift to the next one? Level? Because you can't stay. Abraham was continually growing until his time on earth was over. So you are not permitted to be a millionaire for too long. If you're a millionaire for 3 years, you go to be a billionaire after that. If you're a billionaire, you should be a multi-word. As children of God, we are supposed to be growing from one level to... Not like this. You should be going like this. Till your time on earth is what? The part of the church that's shining what? I've never had a better yesterday. First and foremost, know that your seed must be accepted by God. So it's not enough to say, I'll give. Because it's not every giving God accepts. Did God accept Cain's offering? Cain and Abel went. God did not accept. So it that you gave does not mean God will accept it. Some of you in your churches is the ushers who accepted it. Did God accept Cain's offering? No. Not every offering God accepts. Make sure your seed is from a willing heart. Done in love. With cheerfulness. And not a leftover. Not the one that they want to change nose. Nah. You now, when you're on Tuesday now, you say, church, come and collect. The church is not a dumping ground. Don't give trash and expect treasures. So I'll give sacrificially. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. Sacrifice is defined by cost, not just by volume. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? God will never ask you to bring what he has not given you. Before he asked Abraham for a son, he gave him a son first. He never asked Abraham to bring a son when he had not given him one. God will never ask you to give something he has not what? Given you. You understand? Hear me well. To establish your destiny, you have to honor God with an acceptable, well-pleasing sacrifice. Now, tell examples of those who gave sacrificially. Let me say this to you. Nothing turns captivity like sacrifice. Your tithing, your offering can never turn your captivity. They will just make you prosper small, small. But to turn your captivity, to shift in level, it must be sacrificial giving. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? In Psalm 126, 1:4-6. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. What will happen in your life will be like a dream. The thing God will do in your life. Don't you hear the man who testified that he was trying to pay rent today, a pastor? Just imagine if he held on to that one, he would have been a poor man today. Say here. Verse 4, turn again. That means you can turn your captivity again and again. A turn again and captivity, oh Lord, as the stream is out. He said, they that sow in tears. You know what they mean by tears? He's not talking about physical crying. He's saying, you don't have. But the little you have, you are not carrying it to give to God. Inside you, you're weeping. Then he said, shall reap in what? Joy. He said, your reaping is sure. And somebody's testimony will start from today. He said, he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious thing. It must be precious. If it's not precious, it is not a treasure. Shall doubtless, God can lie. God can what? God is not a man that he should what? He said, shall doubtless come again. That means he's sure with rejoicing. He said, when you give a precious seed, you are doubtless bringing issues with him. That means coming back is sure that things must turn around. And I decree a turnaround encounter for someone. Yeah. Now listen, God does not break his own principles. He said, to turn captivity, it must be sacrificial giving. The Almighty God has power through to do anything. He lost everybody to Satan. To what? Humanity to Satan. God would have said, Satan, take your hands off. Leave my children. Can't God do it? But God will never break scriptures. He knows that captivity can never be torn without sacrifice. So he had to give the only son he had. Jesus. For God so loved the world. He didn't sing.
He didn't clap. He didn't pray. He gave. God has said, I'm the Almighty God. Satan, take your hands. God said, hey, it doesn't work with prayer. I gave the law. I must obey it first. He didn't give angel Michael. He gave his only, that time, only son he had. God had power to say, Satan, going for deliverance, for captivity return is stupidity. You must give.
If God Almighty did not cry, did not say, I command you, devil. You would have said, devil, don't you know I'm God?
He said, devil would have told him, God, you gave the law. You can't break. No, devil quote the Bible. He would have told God, say, God, you gave the law, you want to break it? So God understood that the only way Satan can deliver his children is when he lays a sacrifice. And he gave Jesus. And heaven responded. We all know today we are sons and daughters because he gave Jesus. John 3:16.
Now Jesus himself also gave himself as a what?
Sacrifice. John 10:17 and 18.
He said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment I value to my Father. I too am giving my life as a sacrifice, so I can get it back. Shout hallelujah. Now if you read, number three example is Noah. If you read Genesis 3, man was cursed. Man was what? That man will suffer before man will succeed. Then a man understood the principle of sacrifice called Noah. In Genesis chapter 8, 20 to 22, this man, after he came back, you know, the flood, which means animals were just in 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, he collected 1, 1. Now, he was like to go to extinction. And then he reared his sacrifice to God. God said, hey, Noah, I smell something. I repent for saying I'll curse man. Because of this sacrifice, I changed my mind. May God change his mind concerning you. God Almighty says, Granger, that curse will be averted. He said, and the Lord smelt a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his hand, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, because of what you have done. So as long as this 8 minutes, seed time and harvest, you know what? That was where it came from. It was Noah that broke that curse with the sacrifice. Today, that curse in your family will be averted. Your brothers, everybody is poor. Won't you lay sacrifice to bring that family? You are the only rich person in your family. Don't you know something is wrong? The whole family is going through poverty. You don't know that your one sacrifice can bring the entire family out. You think, next time. This thing does not work by him. Did you hear me so? Okay. Another man, number four, is Abraham. Is who? Abraham had only one son. In Genesis 22, verse 2, hear what the Bible says. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest. So sacrifice must be something you love. Oh. It's not something you don't like. He won't carry coat that is tired. And he don't bring material, you convert it to cash. But nobody will sell your product. If it's car you want to give, sell the car. And then you do this. Are you getting what I'm saying now? This New Testament, nobody will come and sell your car. Thy son, whom thou lovest. Read what God said to Abraham. He said, I want to test you. And get into a land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And in verse 5, Abraham, understanding God, said, let's go there to worship. So sacrifice is for worship. Sacrifice for what? Abraham knows I'm going to give out Isaac. He said, I'm going there to worship God. So will you sacrifice to do what? Worship God. It's right here. And in verse 13, when you give sacrifice, something happens. Do you know when Abraham laid Isaac on the altar, he never saw the ram until Isaac was dropped. I'll say that towards the end. The moment he dropped Isaac, God said, turn, there's a ram. Where was the ram since? Some of you, your business, you have not been able to get breakthrough because you've not laid sacrifice. What sacrifice does? Sacrifice brings your miracle to you. Sacrifice brings what? There are some things you're looking for now. If you lay sacrifice, the thing everyone is fighting, God will bring it to you. This day, whatever has been held down that belongs to you shall be released to you. Amen. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. Shout amen, amen. Amen. Then 16 to 18, hear what God said. He said, by myself, God looked at himself, no way to swear again. Who will he swear again? He said, by myself, have I sworn.
May God swear concerning you. He said, in blessing I will bless. Because you know, I will so bless you that, look, when God bless you, let everybody hate you, it's nonsense. Somebody hearing me now, you will count as one blessings in the name of Jesus. God said, by myself. Well, who will God say? You know, you said true to God. Him, now, no way true to anybody. That is, so it's for myself. So right here. And then, till today, he said, you shall possess the gates of your what? You see, Israel today is possessing the gates of their enemies. True? If you like, the whole world gathered. The whole world says that you not occupy Palestinians. They still occupy. If when God bless you, it's transnational. United Nations held meeting. As Israel should stop occupying, then by the following year, Israel has advanced. That is the entire world says Israel stop. Israel could not. They can't stop Israel. That is, when God swear, let everybody get against you, it's nonsense. Let the entire world get against a man who God has blessed. Forget it, he will still succeed. Are you getting me now? As the entire world said, Israel, stop. It's as if they just say, now increase. This is where it came from. And in thy seed shall all the nations be of there be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. May today, those who thought they can stop you, they will not be able to stop you. Look at the man David. I'll give you examples. David, there was a plague in Israel. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, 25. David reared an altar of sacrifice. And you know what David said? He said, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, my God, of that which cost me not. That I'm not going to give God trash. I'm going to give him something I value. That was what David said. And David gave something. They wanted to give him free. David said, no, I will buy it. Because the sacrifice I want to give, I can't give it. Just the king Aran, I wanted to give it to him. What? He said, if I take it free, I won't value it. I want to pay for it. It's not here. Then the wealthiest man. Many of you don't know how Solomon became rich. People thought Solomon became rich by prayer. Solomon, the wealthiest man in Bible history, before most of you in New Testament are beating him now. Look at what Solomon did in 1 Kings chapter 3. That's number 6. 3 to 4. And Solomon loved the Lord. So sacrifice is more of love. More of what? I've taught love enough. If you don't want to love God, it's your business. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking the stand of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was a great high place. A thousand. You know what it means? That time, God said, who is that person there? Who is that kind of thing? Verse 12. Look at verse 12 and verse 13. Behold, he said, I have done according to thy words. No, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so there shall not. Look at verse 13. Look at verse 13. Let's do it together. I want to go. I have also given thee. Which does not what? Stop. Which does not what? Which does not what? What did he give to you? He did not ask. Hold it. You've been praying for money since. He didn't ask for money. God said, I have given thee. I'm standing before God. I've not prayed for money from 1997. I know what to do to get money. This man here is blessed. So I've never knelt down from 1997. This church has never prayed for money. You will never hear us pray. Pray now for money. We do things. This is what we do. This is what I do. When I throw sacrifice, heaven does this. They don't pray for money. They give sacrificially for money to come. My brother, they don't use mathematics formula to solve chemistry problem. The formula prosperity is not prayers. The formula for prosperity is sacrificial giving. I work in the miraculous without humility. The formula for miraculous healing will never work for prosperity. I can sing, I come before. Blind eyes will open. I will never sing, I come before you come out of poverty. In fact, poverty will increase. Is church hearing what I'm talking about? Look at Solomon. He said, Paul need this and what? You don't need to ask for it. They don't ask for money. Listen, hear me, children of God all over the world. They don't ask for money in prayer. Prayer warrior before you are worn out.
take your energy and pray for power. But when it comes to money, oh, this sin, you must be a giver. Solomon, God said, he didn't ask. You have been asking. See your prayer, give me your expectation from now. All that money. Cancel all those things. So, cheers to the for now. God, money. God said, I'm telling you, they don't pray like that. He said, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days. But he said, a greater than Solomon is here. So by your sacrifice this day, may God give you one blessing you beat Solomon's kind of wealth. Shout aloud, amen. Shout aloud, amen. Somebody will have an understanding. Now, this seventh person is myself. I came out of poverty through sacrifice. Through what? Now listen. We're in Bible school, 1996. And then Bishop Oedipo came to raise an offering for the first aircraft that we were to use for mission work. And as a Bible school student, I didn't have any cash, but I had some good electronics. So I said, what will I give now in Bible school? My mates didn't understand. That's why I'm where I am. It's not by local. And God said to me, the thing you love most is your electronics. So release them. I packed my electronics, put in the car, drove to a place called Yanakpaja, Rajoba, dropped the sacrifice. As I was turning, I heard God say, you will never beg in ministry. I broke the backbone of poverty. And listen here, brothers. I said that, you know, sacrifice, I say, if you want to shift level, you keep shifting. My testimony is, I can't. Then, we had to do the first crusade. I will never forget, I had 1.6 in my account. And God said, give me 1.5. That's madness. I'm the one to preach, you. Do you understand? Who to preach? Me. Did I preach, should he give? I'm the one to preach for the crusade. He said, give me 1.5. Even if I had one preacher, I want to shift you. I had 1.6. I gave 1.5. Help was open. Bah! Woo! Then 2012, one day I stayed in the church. He said, do you love me as I love you? He said, yes. You love me? I've not gotten a house. As at 2012, I had no house. He said, do you love me? He said, give me $1 million. Not 1 million naira, please understand. $1 million. That's 740 million naira. Pastor, no house yet. I never discussed with my wife, she's here. I didn't discuss with no mortal man. I raised the $1 million, dropped it as offering. The only person who knew was the accountant of the church by privilege of the office. He said, sir, I want you to say, I didn't share that testimony till almost 3 years. Because if I share, you say, he has given offering, he shared, we can get this. My wife, I didn't. When Abraham was to give Isaac, did he tell her that? If my wife is a lie, don't you buy things on your own without telling your wife? If my husband agrees, it's a lie. Everybody buys things without telling your spouse. Don't deceive yourself. If my wife agrees, the time you buy your car, you mean to consult your wife? Thank you. When you buy your pancake, you consult your husband. If my husband agrees, those are nonsense. You are not ready for sacrifice yet. If Abraham had told Sarah that he was going to give Isaac, she would have said, come. Give me two. After waiting for all these years, he want to give my son. Lie. Abraham, you know, agree. Abraham understood the principle of sacrifice. My friend, there's no collective sacrifice. Wife, give your own. Husband, give your own. Now, let me throw the bombshell that will shock you. That's the material, children. So, it is any child you see, they follow parents. If you're stingy, your children will be stingy. Except only by God's grace. 3 weeks ago, David came to the mom and told her, he said, mom, every money you have kept, from childhood we saved money for him. We keep money for him every week. So it has run into millions. We have been doing that from when he was small. Every week we drop money into his account. And nobody discussed with him. He just walked to her. He said, all the money you have kept for me, I want to build a church. At 18. At what? He said, I want those millions to be used for church. They've started the project already. You know that they want to start. Everybody looked at him. I And he kept saying it long ago. That was testimony I wanted to share. He said, before I turn 20, I must build churches. At 8, now, all that children would have said, buy me land, buy me house. At 18, you know why? It is what you do. My first money I got was a sacrifice. The first money I ever got as a pastor was 723,000. I've shared over. I gave 700,000 out of 723,000. That's where my heavens opened. First money is getting. He would say, he would have said, oh, go buy one house for me. He said, use it to build what? So if tomorrow you hear him is rich, don't say it's his father's wealth. No. Because some of you will say, no, Papa get money and I make it. That's a lie. Is what he did for himself. At 18, he's building church. You all the money you have, even with big money you have, foundation you have not started. I not get. Now when I get, that's why the thing has not shifted. Now listen, let me tell you something. People of God, listen. The church will never take over from sinners until you understand the principle. Before now, how come the richest men were all church people? How come the richest people now are sinners? We are trying to do it their pattern. And the kingdom, you have to sow for God to go all out to bring it. When you give sacrificially, you are saying, God, the battle is yours. He will fight battles that you can't fight. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Giving is the gateway to prosperity. Giving is what? There's no shortcut. Benefits of giving sacrificially. What are the benefits? And it'll be done before I come to Perigirigi. Number one, revelation. Number one is what? The moment Abraham gave Isaac, his eyes were open. Somebody's eyes will be open right now. In Genesis 22. Number two, divine ideas. Divine what? Abraham invented the first cattle ranch business after he gave sacrificially. Number three, blessing. Sorrow-free blessing. Sorrow-free what? The blessed Lord make it and added no. So Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Before it averse causes. Averse what? He said, my family cause, just give. Give. Genesis 8, 20 to 22. Number five, sacrifice stops plagues. Stops what? Listen, life story. Sacrifice is very powerful. Listen, do you know some plagues? Prayer can't stop them. How many of you know? David was threatened with death long ago. Dead that medically they could not handle. With all humility, I'm anointed. So don't tell me I'm more anointed than me. Prayed every prayer. Dead was, he was still like this, and dead was threatened. It was just, we call all the consultants, they could not handle it. At that point, I said, it's enough. On the spot, first they called to my, as at that time, I sold 50 million on the spot. My wife sold every money in account in the United States. As long as she swept all. The same day we sold it, the plague stopped. You are seeing death come to you, you go chop money. Let me use pidgin English. Will you chop money? I won't go meet this man of God. David did not meet any man of God. He stopped the plague with a sacrifice. You are seeing people dying, your family, people are dying. You are still praying. People are still dying. Won't you drop one sacrifice to stop the plague? Today, every plague in your life will stop. Amen. Shout a better amen. Shout a loud amen. Number six, divine protection. Divine what? Job 22, 25. Job 1, 9 to 10. Psalm 41, 1 to 3, for time's sake. Number seven benefit, longevity. Number seven benefit is what? Longevity. Isaiah 65, 20 to 22. Let me tell you a life story before I close with number eight, which is the last one. Okay, I have number nine. Number seven. There was a man called John D. Rockefeller. John D. what? A seed sower, you are entitled to longevity. John D. Rockefeller had terminal cancer in those days, and it was not curable. He was given up to die latest by 52, based on the terminal cancer. And John D. Rockefeller gave 50% of his fortune. He was the wealthiest American, till today is considered the wealthiest man to ever live on the earth in America. After he gave that sacrifice, John D. Rockefeller passed on at 97. A man that I was to die at 52, at what? He died at 97.
So calculate the different years that was added. He gave 50% of his fortune.
Of his what?
You should know that. One time, he gave $500 million.
And then pressmen came. In those days, though, not today. In those days, pressmen came and said, why will you do that? He said, shut up!
God gave me in the first place. What is your business? No, pressmen are very funny. They didn't start today. This is the man. Consider the wealthiest men as I'm talking will come out of this meeting right now. Whatever money you had before will be like a child's play. Shout aloud, amen. Shout aloud, amen. Shout aloud, amen. Most times, we don't share every detail. You see Alabama miracle, it didn't come by chance. Don't think it's luck. I won't tell into our chicken panel, but one time God said to me, said, sow $1 million to three men of God. We're above 70. And he mentioned the three men, one in Nigeria, two men of God in America. It was one of the seeds that provoked Alabama testimony. Are you hearing me? So the only seed testimony, we won't tell everybody. We sowed it 4 or 5 years after it produced it. So harvest must come. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't think that it just came to us by free. It was one of the seeds that provoked the harvest. And harvest is always bigger than the seed. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You two will live long. Number eight, posterity. Number eight is what? When you give sacrificially, posterity. You'll be remembered. Your children will be remembered. Your great-grandchildren will be remembered. Things will get better. Psalm 112:1-3. It says, wealth and riches shall be what? His generation of the upright shall be blessed. Give us their children, don't beg. Say here. Number nine, finally, supernatural fruitfulness. Supernatural what? Fruitfulness. Psalm 127, verse 3. So you can give sacrifice and God bless you. The work of your hands and the fruits of your body. Psalm 1, verse 3. The what is determined by its value. By its what? God determines sacrifice by value. By what? If it costs you nothing, it's not a sacrifice. When a sacrifice goes out of you, you will know. You do what? You will know. Something will move. You will know that something has gone. Offer to God with a sacrificial mentality. With a sacrificial what? Now listen. Every year, I give when I go to Shiloh. Every year. And it does not make me poor. This is the second time we are taking sacrifice here. And we will do it forever. So, don't bother yourself. I know people who, when they go to Shiloh, when they want to take sacrifice today, they will say they are going to... when they know you will take tomorrow, they will go today. And I've seen their poverty today. That is, I've seen many of them, men of God. I know that they want to leave. They will supposedly leave. They know tomorrow, they will take sacrifice. They will say, you know, we have meeting. I've been laughing. And their poverty taste. You know that. You know, when you dodge the truth, you will live in trials. There are people. They have been making. I've tasted poverty, so you are not the first. I gave my way out. The only way out of poverty is to keep giving. And until you lease in your hand, God will not lease. What is in his hand? Let me, you know why we make some mistakes? He said, God, if you bless me, I'll give. No. Listen, that's the mistake you make. Heaven will never release until earth releases. Read your Bible. Did he say, it shall be given, give, or give shall be given? Read your Bible. Give and what? Everywhere give came from, the first word is you will give first. God gave first. Give and you give. As long as the earth remains. It's not harvest, seed harvest. Oh God, give me, then I'll give. No, you will give the one you have. Then he will not release. But if you wait that the one should give you, you will never get till you die.
That's where many people miss it. They say, God, if you bless me, I'll give. No, the one with you, the widow, had to give what he had in her hand. Then God brought what he has in his hand. Until you let go what is in your hand, God will not let go what is in his hands. It's not here. Open your hand and God will open what? God will not open his hands until you lose what is your own. The altar of sacrifice changes you and not God. If you like, you give. It's God. If you don't like, don't give. It's God. If you get angry because you are preaching, it's God. If you say, for what? Why you tell your daughter? It's God. If you say, I don't give, he will still provide. But I'm only telling you because that's the way me I came out of poverty. That's what I'm teaching you. So you don't think that that's the abracadabra. No, that man. Can I humble you? The money I'm talking that I gave for scholarship, is not, I repeat again, it's not church money. What's up, funny? No, they are church and I get money. It's my money. Not church, not salvation, it's money. My own money. My use produce, not my own money. No, some are funny. In the church is rich. Yeah, they say they give so when they give slash, you know me. Church money they give. My money, oh. Now my own money, oh. You to give your own money, oh. The sacrifice is only an opportunity to move us forward. So I'll move forward. Every obedience to God's instruction is to move us forward. You are going to pray. They will give you this paper. Look at it. Everybody share this paper. This one. You are going to pray the card. Listen. You know what I do? I have a principle. I have a pattern. I will never preach. Before I preach, I've started. That's what I do. Anytime I preach, see my own ear. Because if I preach without preparing my own, it will not have effect. This sacrifice I'm giving, I know what I remove from my account. I won't tell you. But I got, by the time you, next month, you go... Do you know why people say they give me the game money? It's because I'm a giver. If you give any pastor who does not give, oh God of heaven, they don't give by pity, they give by leading. The man they suffer. If you give up, you go full and suffer. I've given a pastor money where my money closed. If you give a pastor who is not a giver, you will suffer. Because he knows the truth. He doesn't want to do it. And let me say all the my fellow preachers. No members giving to you, no member giving to you can make it prosper. It's when you give. There's no member. Thank God for what any of you do. It does not damage prosperity. If I stop giving, I'll stop prospering. There was a time we had a program in this church. And the biggest offering I had came from outside the country, from a non-member of the church. You know the funny thing? He gave me before we met. So, do you want to prosper? I've told you the secret. My first offering was 50 naira. From 50 naira, I shifted to television. From television to 1.5. 700,000 to 1.5. I kept growing. Now, I can't count. I don't count again. When I stay, without preaching, I just stay. I say, bring all the money. Sometimes I do something that's very funny. If I stay, and I want money to increase, I say, bring all my money. Bring. I'll just sow it. Once I sow, those around me, they know. Heaven will know. I've done. I give sacrifice as a lifestyle. I don't wait for preaching. I know the secret. I know what? The secret. I'll just give. I have never begged any mortal man, including you, in this church. Have I ever begged you? If I begged you, raise your hand. Not because of now. Even when there was no dime, we never begged anybody. I know what to do. Please don't kill. Especially this part of the world. We believe that somebody has to help you to be successful. I've told you the secret. This is the secret. When Christians begin to give sacrificially, heavens will open. And if it's a giving, you are giving to a fertile ground. Because where you sow matters a lot. Where you sow matters what? Sow on a fertile ground. Don't ever sow in a concrete ground.
You know the fertile grounds? Check people. When they say they gave to redeem, they prosper. Because Papa Adebo himself is a giver. Check when they say they gave to Oedipo's ministry, they prosper. Because Oedipo is what? A giver. Check anybody who gives here. They'll tell you, guy, after I give them, poof, because I am a giver. If the head man is not a giver, forget, the place will be Many can preach sacrificial giving. They will not give. If you give in that kind of place, Abba. Okay, can imagine me coming to take sacrifice and me, I didn't give. Without me preaching. I just came. I'm preaching to you. I love you, give. And me, I didn't give. Me, before you start, me, I make sure my own. So I'll be the first. So when God sees that I'm the first person to take the lead, Abba. Heavens will like this. Wah! Over everybody. Because the leader must take the lead. I can imagine after I preach now, I know attack party. And I say, you give, everybody give. Then before I preach me, I first to show example. This way, sister, I know it's small money. So yeah, you are going to pray and ask God, what will I give in this year, glory reign 2020? You pray 1 second. If see, I know sacrifice. This is how you do. When you bow your head, somebody will drop your head. You say no. That thing that dropped in your heart is what will turn your captivity. Just close your eyes. If God drop anything in your heart, obey Him. And watch if you don't have testimony. Bow your heads. As a father, tell me what I will give as a sacrifice. Pray that prayer for yourself in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to God in the name of Jesus. What is it I'll give as a sacrifice? Go ahead and talk to Him in the name of Jesus. He will talk to you. Pray sincerely. You are not giving it now immediately. You are going to go home and then... What is it I will give as a sacrifice? That will turn my story around. Somebody's $1 may be a sacrifice. Another person's $1 billion may be a sacrifice. Another person's one... It must be something you have value. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, speak to everyone at his own level. Let them hear you clearly. And as they give this sacrifice this day beginning, let every benefit of sacrifice be released to them. Amen. Prove that the sacrifice is yours. And let each one have a testimony. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone will give you this paper. This paper gives you a little information. And the banks you will transfer the money to. For those of you who are outside Nigeria, please give the sacrifice. As if you are in our churches like Maryland, give the sacrifice in the local church with that currency. Are you hearing me now? Glory to the sacrifice. Give it in that. If you are in Houston, Texas, give in the dollars. But all of the information, both online, they will show you. Everybody lift your hand, they will give you this paper. It's free. All centers share it free. You go home with it, just they'll give you. Ushers give to people to help you share. You do usher to you to give sacrifice. Give pastors help and share. If you don't have, all centers all over the world take. Go read it and then you do it at your own time. Give to somebody. It gives you the information and the bank with which you transfer the money to. Share to everybody. Just share. 2 minutes will be gone. Praise the Lord. Let me say this while you are giving the paper. Please, when they take offering, the offering of this evening is not sacrifice, oh. Because some people are funny now. You say sacrifice. That one is offering, no. When they take offering, don't go and take that sacrifice on the offering, no. You can't tell me you prefer. This evening sacrifice is not a... You can give sacrifice even for your company. For your what? For your organization. For your church. This church gives sacrifice as church, and me, I give sacrifice as... So you can give for your company, you can give for yourself. As a church, you can give sacrificially. Are you hearing me now? And heavens will... You can give as a ministry.
It was sacrifice we gave to Canaan land build the faith tabernacle that turned this church around. When we had to build, the money was not there. We sold to faith tabernacle. Heaven was opened. That was where our breakthrough started for church building. So a church to sow to another one. Don't collect from the church, sow to the church. That's how to do. All ministers, are you hearing me now? So you two won't struggle to build. We are not struggling to build because we shifted our hand towards the one they are building. See anywhere a project is going on that is a fertile ground. Sow that way, and then you to your own will go. Are we done? Say to me, Father, thank you for giving me opportunity to sow. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everyone shout this, but go home with it and do your own work. Shall rise. Praise the Lord. It's not some of the things we did from last year's sacrifice. We'll do more this year. Is that true? For the expansion of the kingdom of God. It shouldn't take noise. Everybody take one now. Ushers give. It's not supposed to remain. Give to them. They should go home with it. So they can read it at home to understand what sacrifice is. Hallelujah. Please, this is what I said you should share. Don't share last year own. I don't know who was sharing last year. This one, please, that's not what I said you shall. Ushers, I don't know where it came with you from. This is what I'm holding. This is what you should give. Not 2022, 2023. Don't take us backwards in Jesus' name. Please, if you kept it in your house and you brought it out, not from you, not from us. This is the one I said you share. Every center, please, this is what I said you share. No noise. These ushers are funny. Every church, you have some funny people. Why are you making women everywhere? Now, because that money matter. Hallelujah. Listen carefully. They'll give you the bank code for those of you who are in dollars. I think they'll put it on screen. It is an omission. Amen. The bank code was just only in Naira. I think they skip them. We'll give you details. Go to our website. All the details will be there. In dollars. Because some of you want to sow in foreign currency. The bank code. No problem. We'll sort it out. Praise the Lord. Just give. If you won't give, run a bank code though. Nah, no code, you go find way. They what? Find way. But we'll get the details. Just go to our website or call our office. The line there. I think there's a line here. Just call that line, they'll give you details. If you want, but just call the line. We'll tell you how to. We have lines here. So call any of those lines, we'll help you for any omission. God bless you for the observation. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many are blessed? We are going to go into a gedege. I want a heavy song before I take the next message. Not worship. Heavy warfare song. That devil must leave you. All right. A praise. Any song, just sing. You don't have anybody to sing?
Oh, mighty God. Odogunaga.
No, sing in English while you're singing. That everybody can hear you. Almighty God.
Almighty God. Oh, powerful God. Almighty God, all powerful God, you are worthy to receive all our praises, forevermore. Sing, Almighty God, all powerful God, oh no.
your prayers upon the world in this third session. That Jesus will be glorified. In Jesus' name, you want to be seated? This is the third message. God of miracles, vengeance for all-round victory. Vengeance for all-round victory. By redemption, we are ordained to be envied. People shouldn't pity us. He said, you are a chosen generation. 1 Corinthians 2:9. A royal priesthood. And holy nation. God sees you as a chosen person. He sees you as a nation. You are not a non-entity. He said you are the salt of the earth. That means you are too important that without you the world loses taste. He said you are the light of the world. That means without you there will be darkness. But how come things are not like that? Something must be wrong somewhere. He said, for the plans I have towards you are plans of good. Another view to give an expected end. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Matthew 5, 13 and 14. The reverse of says, I know the plans I have for you, say the Lord. Plans for welfare, not of evil, for to give you a future and a hope. So I have an enviable future. And Isaiah 43 verse 7. He said, everyone that is called by my name, I have created them for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. So everyone created by God is for his glory. He said, I am come. You know what he said in John 10:10, the B part? He said, I came, the Amplified Classic. I came that they may have and enjoy life. Let us say carefully. Christianity is for enjoyment. Oh, if anybody says it's for you to endure, it's a lie. This is my Bible said. Jesus speaking, not me. I'm not the one who wrote it. So in case you are... Yeah, I said, David Bume, it's not David Bume, this is Jesus who spoke. He said, the thief, Satan came in order to steal, to kill, and destroy. That is devil's agenda. But he said, I came that, King James, he said, I came that they may have, and what? My friend, anything connected to enjoyment is not of God. And have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Overflowing enjoyment. You are not created for enjoyment. But for what? This is the Bible, don't be religious. God said this is what. So anything contrary to this is not God's plan for you. It's right here. You're ordained to be a blessing and not a liability. You are ordained for glory, not shame. But hear this. You don't fold your hands to watch your life drag to the mud. From the days of John, the kingdom of God suffered violence. If things are not working, you react. Matthew 11, 12. Get angry enough to engage the violence of faith to invoke vengeance upon all the forces of wickedness resisting your redemptive rise. Say with me, we're in the days of vengeance of our God. Listen, you know, many of us don't read the Bible. Even people who preach, they read the Bible like theologians. I have heard people on television say, vengeance is not correct. They don't read the Bible. They read the Bible from back. You know, you must be a Bible student. That you have PhD does not mean you're a Bible student. Some people don't understand Bible. Don't understand what? They say, no, it's not correct. Some people go on television to debate what is written in the Bible. Now, I'll show you from the Bible. So in case you have that mentality, you too, you come out of it. No, this kind of preaching is not for me. In this wicked world, This wicked world. If you leave the Christianity of a lamp here, Jesus went to the cross as a lamp. He never left the cross as a lamp. He left as a lion. Please read the Bible well. He went to the cross as a lamp. That's why they killed him. He never left there as the lamp. Oh, read your Bible. He left as a lion of the tribe of Judah. So which nature? If you want to go to the cross to die, then go. He has died for you. He said, not that I've died. You don't die like me. Some of you are still carrying lamp nature in a wicked world. Thank you. Thank you. Let me read something for you. You know, some of you are very religious today. He said, and Isaiah, listen carefully. I'll read the scripture. Let me read Luke and then read Isaiah and Luke so you understand. Let me read Luke first, 4:18-20. Luke 4:18. The Spirit, this is Jesus speaking, this is Jesus speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because it anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You read so you won't forget. Because if only we read, so we won't forget. One to go. Because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20. And he closed the book and gave to the ministers and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fast. The place it stopped was the acceptable year of the Lord. He said, this is where my ministry stopped. He closed the book. Isaiah 61. The same thing is repeated. Isaiah was prophesying two dispensations, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. See how it is. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is, Isaiah is prophesying what Jesus, he was prophesying. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings up unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. You remember the same thing we read. To proclaim liberty to the captives and open the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim what? If you see that there's a command here, this is where the ministry of Jesus stopped. Then he said, and, which means something came after that. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. He said, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those of them who are going through stress. As to know, we say, after I am gone, the next one coming, he won't forgive. You see where non-Bible students miss it? They say, Jesus was not like that. Jesus, they slap him. That was Jesus. He came to die for our sins. He said, I'm going. This time, if they try to slap you, slap them back. They have given me every slap I've taken on your behalf. Don't allow anybody. Look, listen. You read Bible, you take one. He said, he took our sins, not so? So you will not carry sins. He took your sickness. They slapped him, so they should slap you back. They killed him, so they won't kill you. People don't read Bible. Jesus paid every price and will not go through it. So if you go through it, then you don't understand Bible. He died so you won't die. To say now that they should kill you young, that is Christianity, you are very stupid. You go to heaven very stupid. Where did you read the Bible from? So you believe that he died for your sins, he refused to commit sin, but they should kill you. He said that's Christianity, that Jesus died. So he said we should die. Da! I won't follow you for that kind of Christianity. If you like, go back preach with us. One man remaining for him to call my name, David Yomiya, the one I'm talking to on television. He said, no, these pastors who are saying, when they slap you, slap back. We don't believe that gospel. Let him believe. Mio, this is my gospel. It's what you believe. They stole Stephen. He believed that they would die. He died. They stole Paul said, I don't believe. The person of the Paul will be, if you believe that they should be killing you, go and die. Mio, I don't believe that gospel. How many will follow me in my kind of gospel? Amen. Say that somebody. So now somebody will go carry gun, point to you. He said, God forgive him. Ta. We cannot facilitate that. Before you bring gun, if I get gun, I go fire you back. When we get to heaven. Now, if killing is wrong, why did God tell David to go and fight? So God is committing sin. He told the children of Israel, fight them and kill all of them. That means God committed sin. If you say killing is wrong when somebody is out to kill you, I don't mean just killing somebody. Hey, you on internet, don't misquote me. I said when somebody wants to kill you, don't misquote me, please. Before you misquote me, take time. I'm taking vengeance. You go fire you. So don't misquote me. If you misquote me, you're in trouble. If killing is wrong, God won't tell the 12 to go and kill the Amalekites. Then God is wrong to say that God should say to kill people. Then he's saying he's committing sin. I say God is committing sin. My friend, somebody wants to kill you, don't stay there. Then say, not church. What kind of church is that? Nobody's kind of our church. Before you fire, I fire you. This kind of gospel, not everybody likes it though. Some people did the other day for TV. They say, you know, after this kind of preach, you can see some people get different opinions. I mean, forget them. They don't know where they go.
Now, what God is saying is this. It implies that the later day church began with the vengeance of our God. Began with what? Comfortable life can only emerge after vengeance executed. Until God cleared Pharaoh and his army, Israel could not be free. In the same way, then, our comfort is not near until vengeance answers. Therefore, to watch your life pressed down and sat upon by the wicked is ignorance. Is what? Our God is a two-sided God. Many don't know that we serve a two-sided God. Now, here, 1 Samuel 2:6. You read it. Want to go? This is God Himself. Want to go? Is this God? So, are you holier than God who say, I kill? If killing is a sin, then God has committed sin. This is the Bible. The Lord killeth. If He said to kill is a sin, this is the Bible. Tear it off from your Bible. He said, God kills you. Don't think that. Who killed Herod? Who killed Pharaoh? Are you holier than God? Okay. He said, He makes those who are good alive. But the ones who say, no, and pursue my children, I'll pursue them. Psalm 7. Don't sleep. Oh, if you sleep under this atmosphere, if you sleep under this atmosphere, something must be wrong with you. Under this kind of atmosphere, you make like this. You're not serious. You're not what? Serious. In Psalm 7, 9 to 10, I was asking God, he said, preach this gospel. End with it. He said, end with this preaching. It's God who gave me this preaching to end with it. Because wickedness is too much. He said, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. I decree today, every wickedness against you is ending now. In the name of Jesus. But establish the just, for the righteous God try the hearts and reins. He said, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. 11b. And God is angry with the wicked, including today. Every wicked against you, the anger of God will follow them in the name of Jesus. If he turn up, he will wet his sword. He has bent his bows and made it ready. He has also prepared for such wicked people the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Everyone persecuting you and I dies as I'm talking in the name of Jesus. Death will follow them if you believe in the name of Jesus. Shout a loud amen if you're a child of God. In Psalm 81, if you read 10 to 16. I am the Lord thy God, we brought out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth. Why? You know, some of us, our Christianity, I don't understand though. Somebody go look inside, go kill you. Go, you think go kill me? What kind of Christian are you? He said, open your mouth wide. He said, but my people will not hearken to my voice. Religious people, they have been existing since. And Israel will not mind. Say, as soon give them up their own laws. You know, you all your philosophy and ideology not working. They walk in their own what? Cancel. That means they are working their own ideology. You know, this kind of Christianity these days, you know what you're gonna do? Jesus said, when they slap you, turn the other side. But if you don't have another side for them to slap, they read Bible upside down. Oh, that my people are hearkening unto me and Israel walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. My verse 16 for time's sake. He said, he should have fed them with their own finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied them. Because I would have given you good things if you have dealt with these people. Are you hearing me now? You are into a business. You are seeing wicked men speak to your destiny. You are saying, God, get every area there are wicked people. every aspect of life. There are people who just don't like children of God. Some people are going to church now today, they are very angry. It's every time, church. God is saying, before you will be fed with the best of the earth, that the earth offers, you have to employ the force of vengeance. The Jews, for instance, in the days of Esther and her uncle Mordecai, no good thing could come until Haman was hung. Check anywhere good thing came, somebody has to be removed. Anywhere good thing came to the children of God, one wicked person must go. Where there is no clearing, there cannot be lifting. In Esther chapter 7 verse 10, it was, and they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king wrought, pacified. The moment they hung him, look at chapter 8 verse 15 and 16. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honey. Stop being religious. Tell your neighbor, stop being religious. Say it to your neighbor. Wicked Haman was first destroyed before Mordecai was decorated. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So may every wicked man stop in my progress. Today, you must clear for me to be decorated. He said, he has made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Anyone stopping your reigning, I decree they go today. Anyone saying you will not ascend to God's place for your life, I decree judgment on them now. In the name of Jesus. That man was positioned himself or herself to become an Haman on your life will today be hung by God. They will clear for you to be decorated. They will clear for you to be blessed. They will clear for you to rise. If you believe it, your amen will confirm it. Show me no one on the path of my destiny that wants to stop me from rising that will not be cleared by God. I've opened my mouth wide against all those forces. I curse them in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, clear from my path. Amen. Now hear this. It is our duty to invoke vengeance. He said, oh Lord God, Psalm 94 verse 1, to whom vengeance belongeth. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. Say, God will show himself. Say it one more time. Now, you read this scripture, but many of you don't understand it. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You are quoting, but you don't understand it. Don't quote scripture, you don't understand. Now listen carefully. And every tongue that rises against thee in judgment will condemn. But you are saying, oh God. God said, you condemn. Not God. You see what I'm missing? Well, oh God. God said, condemn and I will confirm. Say, listen. If you don't say it, God can't confirm it. We most time we think that God, now listen, I keep saying it. You don't expect God to do what you have not declared. A young man was so notorious in the eastern part of Nigeria. It's called Osikanku. This young man terrorized the eastern part. I mean, he was killing. They will rape women. You heard the one they say in Gabon? Well, those kind of people, they are dead as I'm talking. So wickedness is everywhere. It's a global problem. This young man was a terror. People were afraid to move freely in the east, apart from Nigeria. If you're coming from a city they call Abai in Nigeria to Port Harcourt, the person will have to be praying to arrive safely. Every
day they were kidnapping, killing, kidnapping. And one day shot at the car of a young man who walked with me. I saw the bullets on the car. I said, what happened? He said, Osikanko is the one. He was going from Abai. He went to Abai on a private, not official, private meeting, and he was coming. They told him to stop, and he refused to. They opened fire. At that time, I said, this man enough. I came here with this kind of administration. Don't be religious. So if you're religious, I permit you go to another place. But if you're in this meeting today, everybody against you must go down. Please, it's not by force for you to be here. You can go. If you're online, don't like it, off it. But if you want me to minister the way I want result in your life, I get angry when a Christian is being insulted. Because we are the same body of Christ. Anglican, no matter the denomination, we are the same body of Christ. I hate for a sinner to come and insult you. For what? I got out and I came on the altar on a Thursday and I said, Osikanko, if you don't die this weekend, I'm not a man of God. On a Thursday, by Friday, was killed. And I decree this day, anyone who has vowed to kill you dies as I'm talking now. In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! So you have to condemn. You have to what? Then God will. You don't wait for God. You say, thou shalt condemn. He said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. That is the mystery of the Lord. Another young man called, I've told you so much, Don Wani. This young man was a terror in a place called Omoko, River State, Nigeria. They were killing people like chicken. Between Ahoda and Omoko, it was a no-go area. It became a den of kidnapping. And then on the 31st night, innocent people coming from church, he shot them. They were not members of our church, but when you touch one, you touch all. They told me they killed some people coming from church. I said, if this man, people leave him, he would think that he's unkillable. I came on the altar and I said, Don Wani, I give him 7 days. I was specific. I said, 7 days. Exactly 7 days he was killed. So God is saying, you say it. If David never said to Goliath, you uncircumcised Philistine, God would have killed Goliath. I'll give you 1 minute to, because you'll be doing the practical. It's not theory. At the end, you pray heavy prayer. When you finish today's exam, you are passed. I don't want you to go 2023 like other years. Every evil must be cleared. There has to be bulldozing before construction. You don't construct when you have things on the road. You clear them. Get up 1 minute. And say, every evil against my life. Give it a specific date. Say, in 7 days, in 3 days, I clear you. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Be specific in the name of Jesus. Be specific in the name of Jesus. Every devil against my life, against my destiny, against my family, in 7 days, you are dead. Every tongue that rises up against me, I curse that tongue in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. It says, suffer not a witch to live. Exodus 22, verse 18. Someone has said you will not get married. I want to say to you, that person will clear for you to get married. They have said you will not get a good job. I'm talking with authority. God will clear them for you to get a good job. They have said you will never occupy that office. I decree you will occupy that office. Everything they said, contrary to God's plan for your life, God will turn it in the name of Jesus.
What are the weapons of vengeance? You know, if you're going to war, they say it's AK-47. This is artillery. They give them different weapons. So what are the weapons? I wrote a book, Force of Vengeance. Better eat that book when you get home. Are you hearing me now? Pretend to give you a copy. When you stay, you throw, bam. Don't, you know, the best way to be in this world is to be on the offensive. To be on the what? When you're on the offensive, people don't come near you. They say, oh boy, that one no go forgive you. It's not in the syllabus of forgiveness. Can an arm robber go touch a rock? Why? It will come back alive. Can an arm robber say, I'm the arm robber of Nigeria. I'm going to touch a rock. It will not come back alive. True? When you're on the offensive, the enemy leaves you. But he knows that any attempt, he will not survive. What are, number one weapon? Understand your new status. Understand what? Your new status. God is jealous of you. Hey! May not be thinking to be born again. God is so jealous of you. See, he's jealous of me. Say, God is jealous of me. In Luke 18, verse 7, he said, and shall not God avenge his own elect? Are you a child of God? You are the elect of God. Which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. As many as received him, to them gave him power to become what? So sons are not permitted to be touched. Sons cover daughters. No, Bible does not use daughter and daughter. When we say sons, it's talking about that. Do you know if you're a son of God, you are not permitted to be touched? Hear what God said. Exodus chapter 4, 22-23. God said, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son. Are you a son of even my firstborn? And I say unto thee, verse 22, let my son go, that he may serve me. If thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And there was cry in every house of the Egyptians, because they tried to touch the firstborn Israel. Are you born again? That's why I made altar call before the preaching. I have my reasons. Are you a child of God? Are you a child of God? Are you a child of God? Say, I'm untouchable. Say, I'm untouchable. If God will go this far in the Old Testament, we're in a better covenant. You don't get tired though. This is practical school. Get up. Say, because I am a son. If you're a daughter, I'm a son, a daughter of God. If God, you went that far for Israel, I am of the New Testament. Anyone who has posed himself to be a Pharaoh, over my life. Throw the arrows now. You go ahead. Name of Jesus. He said, let my son go. Whatever is stopping you, today God will destroy all of them. That agent of the devil that said, no, you will not rise. This is their last day in the name of Jesus. Whoever's vow to touch you as God's firstborn, they will not live to see this time next week. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Number two weapon, revelation. Number two weapon is what? Many of us read this scripture, Genesis 12 verse 3. I will bless them. God was speaking to Abraham. Was speaking to who? I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that cursed thee. I will bless anyone that bless you, and anyone dare to curse you, I will curse him. This is God, not me. And do all the families of the shall be blessed. Now listen carefully. We serve a two-sided God. Is anyone that bless you, say, God bless you, I love you, I will bless him. But anyone that go to the bar, I'm going to deal with him. I'll deal with him. What is said to Abraham in Galatians 2:29? Hear what is said. So don't say that one was for Abraham. This is New Testament. Hear what Galatians 2:29. Shall we read together? 3:29. Studio, that's what you know Bible. 3:29. Even if I say 2 in my mouth, you know it's 3 I'm talking. Read the scripture. You now read. One to go. So what is said to Abraham is said to you if you're in Christ. And what is said to Abraham? I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you. Is that your Bible? Lift your right hand and say, from today, whoever blesses me is blessed. And anyone that says I curse this person, anyone who dare to curse me, release the curses. It's curse. Release the curses. Open your mouth and curse them. Anyone that curse me is cursed. Anyone that curses me is cursed. Anyone that curses me is cursed. In the name of Jesus, whoever curses me is cursed. Whoever curses me is cursed. In Jesus' mighty name. Number three weapon is superiority mentality. Superiority what? Many don't know Psalm 110 verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. It's a rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. God said, in the midst of your enemies, rule. Do what? Have a mentality that you are in charge. He said, thou, why are thou mindful of man? God is mindful of you. That was the mentality of David. David was not big in stature. Goliath means giant. But David had a mentality that God is backing him. He said, you uncircumcised Philistine, I'm superior to you. And what? He had a superiority mentality. Can I tell you something? If you are born in Israel, from childhood, they will be reading some scrolls to the child. So if you meet a pure, natural Israeli, they have a superiority mentality. That's why if they go into any country, they stay separate. And they stay in very expensive areas of the country. Anywhere they are. In one way, we say they brainwash them. They make them know that they are not second-class citizens. If an Israeli, with all humility, meet a man from the other side, which I will not call, you will never see an Israeli do like this. You will shake him like this. They tell them, these people are your servants. They make them believe that anybody from the other side, the uncircumcised, is under them. Then by covenant, you are a New Testament Israeli.
a Jew. Your mentality should be big. I hear some of them say, don't mind infidel. Who is the real infidel? That's an insult to call you a... The real infidel is infidel. How can an uncircumcised man call a believer infidel? That's an insult. That's what? Insult. If you want to win in warfare, carry a mentality of superiority. That every devil should be mindful of me. And from today, they will look at you and be afraid of you. When they see your name, fear will shake them. Anywhere they call, now listen. We are ministering here and physical fire caught a tree. You saw it? Physical fire caught a tree in Gokan Ogoni. I don't know where they've taken your name to. For evil. As I'm speaking, a thunder will strike there. Fire will engulf that shrine. Fire of the Holy Ghost will engulf the shrine. Fire will strike the witch doctor. It will kill the evil man. Kill the evil woman. I command the fire of the Holy Ghost over that place. In the name of Jesus. The fourth weapon is faith. Is what? Faith. Faith is the major weapon. Now listen. Daniel chapter 6, 23, 24. Look at this scripture. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel, you know, they accused Daniel falsely. How many of you know the story? And you threw him into the lion's den. I'm going somewhere. Daniel has so much faith in the God he served. And I was taken out of the den, and no man of God was found upon him because he believed in his God. How many of you believe God? How many of you believe that God will fight for you? And the king commanded. And they brought those men which accused Daniel. How many of you have been accused falsely? They frame you up over what you don't know. They sit up and cook stories that don't exist. That's why I'm telling you on the internet, be careful. If you frame someone like me, you go die. I don't care. You think you don't need to write your name. God knows you. So be careful. There are people you don't write about. Hear me even as you're hearing me. If you think you can write about me over what is not true, I will pray you and I hear. Your father, your mother, your generation will be wiped off. They accused Daniel falsely. And the king brought the men that have accused Daniel. He said, bring them. And they cast them into the den of lions. Them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them. And break all their bones in pieces. Or ever they came at the bottom of the den. I'm going to show you something. You are going to pray after now. Follow me. Daniel 3. 20-22. You know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their clothes, their oxen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and what? Because they had faith in who? In God. Now, turn with me to Proverbs 26:27. Read it together. I want to go. Now, I gave you those other two stories to prepare you. They prepared that Daniel should die. They died.
They prepared a shepherd that should be burned. They got burned. I said, if that ticket a pit, you are going to decree now. Anything anybody has planned to me, it will return back to whatever they plan for me, it will happen to them as they. Are you ready? Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever evil they have planned against me, whatever stone you roll, it will go back. Every evil shall return back to sin. In Jesus' mighty name, whatever evil anyone has planned against us, it will return back to them. In the name of Jesus. Number five. Are you getting blessed? I told you, there's a way to write exam. You must pass. The name of Jesus. The name of what? Many think the name of Jesus is just a slogan in prayers. No, it's more than that. In Matthew 21:44, it says, whosoever shall fall on this stone. Who is the stone? You know, it's a master. The stone with the pillars of the church. Is that all about Jesus? Shall be broken. Shall be what? That means if they want to attack you, they'll be broken. You say, in the name of Jesus, they'll be broken. But on whosoever shall fall, shall grind him to. So whichever way, they come against you, wahala. You come against them, they say, I'll deal with this man. Trouble. You deal with them. I've given him a name which is above every name. The name of Jesus, armed robbers will bow. Kidnappers will bow. Hired killers will bow. Hate killers will bow. So the name of Jesus has the capacity to destroy the wicked and their hearts. Philippians 2:9-11. You see, the name of Jesus, every form of wickedness and their hearts, be what? Destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will go. Bam! That charm they threw on you will go back. In the name of what? Short and sharp. You know what I'm giving you? If I say pray after, you forget many things. The point, you forget them. Because sometimes you write, write. So this one, talk, do. Write, do. Take note, do. So straight, straight. They give you mark. If I say at the end, pray, most of you will not even remember what to pray. By the time I give you all these points, you go forget. So when I finish one, you throw it. Finish another one, you throw it. Life go well. This is the gospel me I like. I like this gospel. I like this. Listen, I'm not kidding. Even if I wasn't a pastor, there are some places I won't go. Place where you could just go say, Father, forgive armed robbers, so I'm not going to go. If I'm not a pastor, I won't go to that kind of church. He said, Father, forgive these armed robbers where they rob people. Oh.
When I used to watch television, news, now I don't watch news, I watch football. When I used to watch, one day they shot in an American church. So police were asking them, what do you think about what this man who came to shoot people? Then religious people came and said, no, God should just forgive him. I off my TV. I just turned off my TV. Somebody came to shot to shoot. He said, God should forgive him. I turned my TV off. I said, what kind of Christianity? They said, God should forgive him. We are praying that God should have mercy on him. I said, teenage. On a man who came to keep him inside church. God should forgive him. That madness that carried him, he's not killing people, he won't ask people. Okay. Me, I don't believe the person should come and shoot, though. Before you shoot. Don't do that kind of Christianity. You will go heaven, but you will go like Stephen. I don't want to go to heaven like that. I want to go to heaven complete. Not with bullet wounds, God forbid. Why will you go to heaven with bullet wounds? Even the people will be bragging. They say, no, we are very tough. We are very tough. But when they want to do their hand with that, they say, no, go there. That man, if you try, your hand go paralyzed. You're going to move freely. Do you know when you are very tough, you move free? Okay. Rise, my friend. You say, in the name of Jesus, every evil against my life, include demonic forces, I come against you. Now take the name and claim demonic forces against you. Weapon number 6, the Holy Spirit. The Holy what? John chapter 16, 7, 8, and 11. Many people don't know the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Listen, never did I tell you the truth. It is fitting that I go away. For if I go not away, the covenant will not come. We all know he has come, not so? Look at verse 8. Many don't know what the Holy Spirit does. They only take one part. Now, when he's come, we all know he's come, he will reprove the world of what? We all know this part, true, of righteousness. This is where many people stop. Church people, this is where they stop. They think the Holy Spirit is only sin and righteousness. Let's read the next one. They don't see this part. This is the part we are doing today. They will tell you, no, don't commit sin. You live a righteous life, correct? They stop there. So the people insult them anyhow. The Holy Spirit is also a spirit of who? He judges. Look at the verse 11 of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So the Holy Ghost judges the devil. He judges who? That's why I said, when the enemy shall come like a flood, fire can catch on a tree. He judged him there. Okay, listen. If it was the time of Jesus, Ananias and Sapphira wouldn't have died. Peter said, are you telling me the truth? They say, yes. They say, come on, you are not telling me. They died inside church. Church grew. Church did what? If it was the time of Jesus, you remember when they said, can we call fire? Jesus said, no, don't call fire. I came to die for the world. You see the decision? The same Peter who Jesus not allowed to call fire, people died when he was talking. So people don't know. Why did Peter kill inside church? Peter, he said, you're telling me, die. You know, people don't read Bible and understand Bible. They only take one part. They throw away the other part. Go to home and read Acts chapter 5 for time's sake. Now,
A man called Elymas in Acts 13, 9 to 12. I like Paul. Oh, Paul kind of Christian, this type I like. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. He said, and said, oh, full of all subtlety and obviously, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness, with thou not seek to pervert the righteousness of the Lord. He said, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee. Thou shalt be blind. You know why he told the man to be blind? Paul knows about blindness. You know, he was blind for 3 days. So he knows when somebody is blind, how the person will behave. So he said, I suffer blindness for 3 days. So what I will give you is blindness. Not seeing the sun for a season. And a season can be a lifetime. A time to be born and a time to die is a season. He said, listen, bring it back. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. I got some for at that time. He said, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Verse 13 finally. Now Paul and his company lose so far, it's okay. Now, the moment Paul did that, the man was preaching to us, true, this gospel is real. There are places you go to preach. If you don't show this kind of sign, they won't believe. I went to a place called Bayelsa, Nigeria, and I saw a demonstration of the devil being exalted. And I saw people, they worship a deity, they call it Gbesu, and they were exhibiting the Gbesu like it's God. I said, shut up! As if a Gbesu exists here, I kill you at a Gbesu here. When I made altar call, the stadium, more than 70% came out when they saw a demonstration of raw power. How can you be a Christian? Somebody around you is boasting of a cult. And they say, hey, God forgive my mouth. What kind of Christianity is that? That is not church. Don't tell me. Pastor, you devil. You mean you come here to distract me? Be blind. Life story. I took the books of a man. He initiated a person. The woman happens to be a man. My husband was close to the man. The man, a very wicked, demonic man. He kept a lecturer like a houseboy. You've not seen evil men do something, though. He just hypnotized the man. The lecturer will now be serving drink to the man's girlfriends. If anybody talk, he will call the person. So they brought the occultic books and I burnt them. In the spirit, the man knew that I burned the books. So in the night, like a hawk came like this, wah! To attack me. I will never forget, 1997, when I just came newly to Port Harcourt. I woke up. God told me, say, the man you burned books, his boss is the one doing this. I stared up. And I got angry. And I said, the man should go paralyzed. That was the word I used. The same week, he paralyzed. And died with paralysis. Paul said, be blind. This time, you say, Holy Spirit. When it comes to anointing, I will use it very well. You say, Holy Spirit, you know all things. You know whatever. Whether it's Satan himself. He said, the prince of this, including Satan. Anywhere Satan and angels are vowed to make my life miserable. You decree what you want. I decree the angels to... You, Paul said, blind, your woman, he said, today, I decree, right now, this will happen. This will say it the way you want it. Go ahead in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. Then seven bold declaration. What did I say? Acts 14:3. Long time therefore boldly speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave them testimony unto the Lord of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. David spoke boldly. Spoke what? Against Goliath. And God gave him victory openly. So speak boldly for God to give you victory openly. He said, God is angry with the wicked. He said, be ye imitators of God. Don't stay there. Whatever is mocking your life is ending today. Next time you want to talk, talk what? Boldly. Say, you devil, quiet there. Quiet! You can't hear me. Talk like that. So we are not being born. 8, finally. Because this night, I want to give you some prayer points. Give you some what? Wickedness everywhere. When you go to America, don't do those kind of American prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about in the name of Jesus. Wickedness is in everywhere. Africa wickedness is different. America wickedness is what? Asia wickedness. Everywhere. Asia. Somebody went for a crusade. People were in the air with their legs crossed like this. Suspended. That is not spiritual. Physically, they were suspended. Looking at the man who was doing crusade. Wickedness is different level. So... somebody want to do crusade in Talaba. Talaba, is it Jalingo? Is it Jalingo they call Talaba? While he was trying to do crusade, a dog ran towards the speaker and the microphone. They pursued the dog. Dog was running. Roro went, cut the wire, cut it. Wickedness has different. America owned the wickedness is somebody can just carry a gun and say he has a psychiatric problem. He will now go shoot people. They now say, well, the man had a psycho. You know, he didn't kill himself. The psycho should be to himself. He can't carry a psycho to where people innocent people are. So wickedness is, he said, the whole world, not the whole your country. The whole world. Look at it, the whole world lieth in. So to be in this wicked world, not to operate this way, you won't survive. Oh. Hey, do you know why most church people have suffered? They don't, this part of Christianity is not known. They only know the part of, no, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. 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 We go heaven. Amen. 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 But I tell you, Jesus will come. Oh. Amen. Amen. Anybody will try me. Oh. Amen. If you try me, I will deal with you. Amen. You know, go slap me. Amen. Amen. You know, go touch me. Amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. That's the kind of Christianity me I like. I like that type. Number 8. That what Jeremiah 23 verse 19 to you. Okay, put it in number. It said, behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury. Even the grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. So declare, when it declares, wow! Prophetic vertex. Prophetic what? That's it. Number 8 weapon. Hosea 12 verse 13. It says, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. You remember Moses said in Exodus 14 verse 13. Yahweh Moses said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The same God who sent Moses sent me. Therefore, the adversaries you see today tormenting any aspect of your life and destiny, you shall see them no more again forever. I declare and I decree them all drowned in the Red Sea of divine vengeance. In the name of Jesus. How many are ready? I'm going to give you 7 to 8 prayer points. It covers almost every area of life. We have done the first set. You go, now you will be praying. This prayer. This what? Prayers to execute vengeance. Take this somebody. Prayers to execute vengeance. This one. We have done theory, practical. Now we are going to enter prayer through. Prayers to execute what? Take the prayer points. Studio will display the prayer points. I've given them already. Prayer point one. Vengeance against blockade and limitation. Vengeance against what? Things limiting you. You want to rise. You want to rise. You are going to pray. There are persons, marriages, families, businesses, careers, ministries, bound without making progress. Today you will call on God of vengeance to turn that situation around. You are going to call that situation, turn it around. A. Pray to destroy all forms of bondage placed over your life and legitimate endeavor. Declare total liberty from such bondage. Two scriptures. Psalm 124 verse 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. We have what? Escaped. Isaiah 45:1-2. These are two scriptures used to pray. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Sarah, who's under my holding, to subdue nations for him, and I will loose the loins of kings. To open for him the little gates, and the gates shall not be what? Shut. I will go before my many crooked places straight, and break peace the gates of brass, and cause under the bars of iron. You are going to pray. All forms of bondage placed over my life, over my devils, I declare total what? Liberty. Total what? Take 1A. 1A is the prayer point. 1A, not the scripture. Go ahead, right. Okay, we place it. Go ahead. Look at the script. Look at the prayer point. Pray to destroy all forms. That thing that make you not to lift your head. Today it must work. Are you getting it? Rise up. You pray. What do you like prayer? You declare total what? Liberty from every bondage. Are you ready? Go ahead and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Whatever bondage, be broken in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. B. You will use the name of Jesus to destroy any obstacle. Any what? Limiting your progress in life and destiny. Pray to establish unhindered progress over all that concerns you, including the ministry God has placed in your hand. In Zechariah 1:18-21, then lift up my eyes and saw and behold four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be this? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what cometh this to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah. So no man did lift up his. You see your family, nobody is lifting. You are keeping quiet. Do something. But these are they come to free them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lift up their horn over the land of what? Judah, to scatter them. Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of this in heaven, of this in earth, and this under the earth. You are going to use the name of Jesus Christ to destroy any obstacle. Any what? You see, anything that's an obstacle limiting me from making progress. How can the church you are pastoring since last year is one number? Something is wrong. Something is wrong?
You should know forces are hard to limit you. Your business last year 50,000, this year 50,000. No! Break it! Are you ready? Go ahead, look at the prayer point on the screen. Pray for yourself, Jesus. Whatever is limiting from making progress. To them. Prayer point two. Vengeance against barrenness. Vengeance against what? You are going with a holy anger. Prayer point two. With a holy anger, destroy every form of barrenness in your mind, body, business, or career that stigmatizes you. You ask the Holy Spirit to make you fruitful on all sides. On what? In Isaiah 54 verse 1, it says, sink, O barren. That that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. That that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Genesis 1 to the 8. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Psalm 1 verse 3. He said, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaves shall also shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall what? You will take vengeance. Anything that's making the work in your hand not to prosper. You have been in one position for 7 years. No promotion. Today it must come to an end. Your office, nothing to show. Your market, nothing. Today it must come to an end. You can't go to market and not sell. No, you must sell. You must what? You must be fruitful on every side. You won't go for something and lose. You must make profit. Are you ready? Go ahead and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Prayer point three. Vengeance against denial of access. You want to gain access to somewhere, they stop you. Everybody, they give visa. When it comes to your turn, they say, no, it must end today. With divine authority, command any gate or door shut against you. Deny you access to your inheritance. Be open. You decree undeniable access to your what? Inheritance. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, it says, for a great and effectual door is open unto me. There are many what? Adversaries.
Joshua 6, 1 and 20. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went and none. Sometimes they make even policies to make sure they don't have access. Intentionally, they make policies to some people against a particular person. That is a door shut. That's a door what? It must open today. So the people shouted with the priest when the priest blew the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the world fell down flat. Today every wall shall crumble. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Isaiah 60 verse 11. Therefore, thy gates shall be open. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee. Now listen, that forces is wealth. Read the King James. That men may bring unto the wealth of sinners, that their kings may be brought. Life story here. I was teaching on this kind of teaching. And a young girl was to work in the bank. When she got to the bank, interview time, they said no interview. The manager has employed his girlfriend. Then she came for this kind of meeting with anger. She said, now my position must not be taken. As she went back, they sacked the manager. Next man who came said, would conduct the interview, call the young girl. That's the employer. She did the prayer Saturday, Monday, they employed her. Something meant for you, they block it, clear it. Vengeance against denial of access. You must gain what? Access. Are you ready? Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Mighty name. Don't worry, we are getting there. At least what you used to say, I pray well. You don't see prayer now. Prayer number four. Pray vengeance against demonic installations. Vengeance against what? You are going to pray to pull down and destroy every demon installation plaguing your life, family, and destiny. Isaiah 49, 25, 26. For thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. And the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. I'll contend with him that contended with thee. And I'll save thy children. I'll feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. You know oppression? Pharaoh oppressed Israel. Hope you know. There are people who have vowed to oppress some people. Today they must clear. Those installations must crumble. And they shall be drunk with their own blood. As it with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior. And that even the mighty one of Jacob. Jeremiah 1 and verse 10. 10 and 9. 10 before 9. See, at this day said thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. He has made us kings and what? We shall reign there. He said, you are chosen. Let me tell a life story. The biological family, before I got to my own family, where I came from, at the time, nothing was working.
Nothing was, the entire family was in a standstill. And I said, this is not normal. This is not God's plan. And I got angry. That's why I said, pray with anger. I said, God, this is not your plan. The whole family can't be on a standstill. I reacted with a holy anger. The family made like this. Wah! The entire family began to rise. Some people have vowed. Their families will say only one man will have money, the whole family. And the man will have money will want everyone to beg from him. Even in societies, they do it. They hypnotize the rest. And then people will go to a church and be doing church thing without prayer. You will pray with anger. Every demonic installation against my life must be pulled down today. I cast you out. My family, my life, my business, the ministry must go up. Are you ready? You guys, go ahead in the name of Jesus. Mighty name. The last for this session. You have tried. I wrote 21 prayer, vengeance prayer points. I think I will give you free. Even if it's on the internet, I'll just throw them. For times, if I tell you to write them, it take time. I wrote them. New ones, I couldn't prepare. I didn't want to use them to take too much time. So I'll just give you on your own. You take them one after the other. It covered almost every area of life. When you stay, get up. Throw the thing. That way life will go better. If you go for contract, they want to do one kind. You say, okay, leave your seat. Another one, take your seat. Vengeance against evil men and women. That is the last prayer point. Vengeance against what? Now, let me give you the scriptures before I read the prayer point. Before I read the prayer point, so I think it's better. Psalm 7 verse 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to the apart. Job 18, 5 to 6. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Is that your Bible? Okay, verse 6. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. Isaiah 43 verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, that's been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Anyone that says I should die, God exchange. Psalm 55 verse 15. Let death seize upon them. Let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwelling. Now you are going to pray to invoke God's wrath upon evil persons that has planned or is planning to attack you, your family, and all that concerns you through enemies, whether armed robbery, assassination, cultism. Decree their judgment and destruction to manifest immediately. Are you ready? You don't know them, God knows them. Anywhere they are planning, in fact, if they are even planning us, we are praying. Finish them. If they are saying, let's attack, finish them. Now, life story. Some people gathered together and said they should come and attack me that I talk too much. They said, what do we do to him? Attack him. So they held a meeting. Life story, held a meeting to attack me. Then they began to die one after the other. Then the young lady was the only one remaining. She was almost going mad. So she ran down. She said, sir, I came to confess. The whole people, I was the only woman amongst them. And I'm the only one remaining. All of them are dead. I don't want to die. I don't know if she's still alive till now. Then there's a cult. You all know the name. I don't want to distract you. This cult, for 10 years, we are going to a cemetery to invoke my name. Every day on a particular grave. They say I've disturbed them a lot. That I'm disturbing them too much. Some of you know the people. They said disturb them a lot. So they set up. They said anything to take, bring him down. So there were 8 seers. I can't call them prophets, but they're not prophets. 8 native doctors, witch doctors. And they were paid heavily to do that job. So 7 died. 1 remaining. God will always keep one to come and tell us story. So the remaining one was sleeping when he heard a voice, go now and confess. Otherwise, you will die also. He woke up, nobody. So he knew that this is not normal voice. So he came physically and said, this is what happened. It's on tape, it's not something we are just. It was a, in quotes, one of their seers or one of their witch doctors. Top in that hierarchy. I would say, why? He said, we you worry us a lot. Every time you call our name, every time you worry us. So we say, he mentioned the people who gave him money, top people who in society, I laugh. Is he out? You will know him. He's not a member of the church. We led him to Christ as a member. All of them died, though. All of them what? I mean, that's the gospel I like. I like that gospel. If you don't like it. So you will not invoke God's wrath on any evil person that has planned. No, some of them have planned already. Or is planning to attack you. The one that has planned, the one that is planning to attack your family, or anything that concerns you, even your business. Decree judgment. Decree what? And destruction to manifest immediately. Are you ready? Are you ready? Go ahead in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name. It is done. It is done. Whew. What a night. Before we close with the anointing, which is going to be very short, take the scripture so I don't miss anything. Luke 21, 22. I'm supposed to use it at the end, but let me use it now. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. He said, Lord, on this day of vengeance, everything written I have prayed, let all be what? Everything on this day of vengeance, everything you have written, I have prayed, all must be fulfilled. Are you ready to declare? He said, this be the days of vengeance. Are we today? This is the day of vengeance. All that all things which are written may be what? Lord, everything that is written that I have offered as prayers, plus the words your son declared, let all be fulfilled in my life. Go ahead and decree. They must be fulfilled in my favor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. How many are blessed today? Do you like this kind of Christianity? When we get to heaven, God will look at you and say, well done. You did very well. You cleared all the people who were on your part. You are like me. He will be telling you, you say, be imitators of. You will have testimonies. This is the way to go, because at this point now, nothing can stop you. So if you're doing business, business will go, shh. Anything you do, shh. But if there was an obstacle, there was no obstacle again. You know, that's why most of you used to struggle before nothing, because resistance is the worst thing. You're working hard, but it's not reflecting. But no more. All those barriers are broken. In the name of Jesus. You may receive that. Give God thanks. Tell God thank you. Tell Him thank you. In Jesus' name. Normally, I've never done it in any 5 nights of glory or glory rain, but I want to save time. I'll take the offering myself. This one is not sacrifice, oh. Hey, this one is a normal church offering, oh, before you go. Not, this one is not sacrifice. Inugo, are you hearing me? This one is a normal offering you give. Before you go, you say, instant sacrifice. This is not a sacrifice. So sacrifice, you go home and know what to... You have decided to go home and prepare it. You can't tell me that you prepared. You didn't know I was teaching sacrifice. So how you take no? This one is the one you offer us not to suffer. For God so loved the world, He gave. Any prayer without giving is not complete. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 4, let me use that scripture to take the offering. And when he looked on him, take note, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? He said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms. So prayer plus alms brings a memorial. Prayer without offering is standing on one leg. Thy prayers and thy alms are common for a memorial before God. So now you have prayed, package your offering, quality offering, no matter where you are. He said, your prayer and what?
Look at it now. Man, the one that wrote the Bible, you're not looking at that part. Now, when I say pray, you have seen top prayers. Now I say give now, you don't do like no see. Thy prayers and thy what? Have come up. So only prayer minus alms, minus offering equals what? 50%. Prayer plus offering, 100%. So combine your prayer with your worth. Don't look at my envelope as a flat. A flat but a big O. If I carry naira here, it will be like this. I'm not going to tell you what's in the inside. You to package your own. Give them a quality offering. As the last just said, Lord, I'm honoring you today. My prayer I've offered plus this one, let everything open up to my life. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, every hand lifted in all over the world as they offer to you in the name of Jesus, plus their prayers, let it come as a memorial for an answer to a change of levels and position in the name of Jesus. Let each of them never remain at this level. In Jesus' mighty name. You can check the screen, those of you overseas and online. Make sure you also give. Otherwise, you go offline. Amen. You can sing. Sorry. I'll come back for the closing. May be seated. Oh, what a way to end Glory Reign. Praise the Lord. Take this very important information, then we close. All of you that came out for the rally, please come out for a visitation tomorrow because the souls are won. The same, every old member come out for visitation in all your churches. Glory reign. Sunday in salvation means we'll be giving thanks for what God has done, so all our services will be thanksgiving. In all the five services. No matter your denomination, attend Bible school. At Bible school, we are not doing anything except the school fees they are paying. And I have decided to sponsor not less than 200 students on scholarship. Between 200 and 400. So attend Bible school anywhere. I will spread the 400 students. I've increased it from 200 to 400 students. I'll pay their fees. Somebody pay for 500. And that person paid for 500. So you can pay. The whole school fees is 5,000 naira. So you can pay for 100 people to go to Bible school. It's a lot of knowledge. It will reduce the criminality in the society. As they are born again, I let them go to Bible for 2 weeks, just for 10 days. It's 9 days actually, 9 days. 10 days with partition. And then you see that person's life will be transformed for life. He saved the whole society from hooliganism. Since we are doing glory day, no arm robbery. Even all the arm robbers are watching. Just imagine if it's like this for the whole year, criminality will end. Now, so all the bad boys, they are not robbing this period. The whole week is quiet. They're also watching. So let them go to Bible so that the criminality can be less. It's a very fast way of making criminality to end. Now, next year, glory reign. Will be Monday 22nd to Friday 26th January 2024. Monday 22nd. Put in your diary so that you will all be alive. We will all be alive in the name of Jesus. Now the glory rain messages. Morning and evening sessions are available now on a flash drive, so you don't need to carry plenty CDs. One flash drive. You can get for yourself and for your friends. So you can just plug it in your car and be playing it. Are you get what I'm saying now? But if you don't have the money for flash drive, they still have the CD. You can, according to your size, you cut your coat. So according to your clothes, so you can buy the CD at your level. Those ones, but if you want just one small flash drive, you're not carrying the load, you can put it in your purse. You don't carry one flash drive. All the messages, morning, evening, they are all inside one, just like this. You can be off starting your car and zoom and put in your house to sleep instead of hearing nonsense. Praise the Lord. God bless all the men of God, all the women of God. I said something to every one of them. I said, not because they don't have things to do. There's no man of God who doesn't have something to do. It is love that makes someone to leave what he has to be a path. We don't take it lightly. God bless all of you. Just the way it is happening for us, it will happen for you. You left all. Pastor Femi is not a small person. He preached for us when we have nowhere. He could just stay somewhere and say, what is it? But sir, we respect your humility. Amen. God bless you. Bishop Boyme here, who has been here. Bishop Dan has been here. Everyone. Buongiorno. This is a man from Italy. Buongiorno, that's how they greet in Italy. Italy. Otto Sen, Chuka, Dele, everybody who is here. I may not be able to call, they've called all your names. Amen. Let me tell her with a special suit. Yes, this is a very special suit. This is a suit from the north. You know this special suit. You don't wear this type in the south. You wear the knot and Amata will just clear. God bless you, sir. You're welcome. Amen. Alibe from CPO. You're welcome, sir. And every man of God, Chris, God bless you. Everyone. Bishop, Dilek Bambo, God bless you, sir. God bless. I may not call your name, does not mean I despise you. Please. Everyone is important. And KK with a special dressing. Amen. his own dressing is one in town. One in town. If I dress like that, you'll be confused. If I dress like KK, you'll leave what I'm preaching and be looking at me. He'll say, what is Papa doing now? But he has that style. That's his own unique way. It must be unique. God bless. Everybody is important, including you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It's as if we should not close glory day. It's like Peter, James, and John said, let's build monument here. But we have to go. Amen. Shall we rise to close?
Shout hallelujah.
Bring out your oil. Bring out your oil. After the oil, we take 5 minutes, praise. Praise is the last card. Praise is what? And then we'll go from the praise. Bring out. In case you don't have oil, no noise. Just borrow from your neighbor. Don't put it in your hand, though, because it will drop. Just hold the oil. When it's time for anointing, then you now borrow. But for now, don't borrow yet. Every oil in your hand seems to be an ordinary oil. Amen. After David was anointed, the Spirit of God came upon him from that day forward. The Spirit of the living God come upon that oil in your hands in the name of Jesus. Amen. It shall come to pass in that day. Amen. Isaiah 10:27. That day is today. That his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And his yoke from off thy shoulder shall be dissolved because of the anointing. Thy yoke of stagnation shall be destroyed. Thy yoke of any marital spell over your family is destroyed today. Every yoke of any oppression of the devil over your life is destroyed. Whatever is a yoke, what I call the name on earth, in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost, that yoke is destroyed. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, shapeless, formless, no beauty to behold. And the Spirit of God began to move. There's only one Spirit, is the Spirit upon this oil. As this oil touches your head today, nowhere in life will darkness overstand your way. Any kind of darkness that sat on your life, including the church when you anoint, that darkness will clear in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you anoint from this moment with this oil, darkness will clear in the name of Jesus. Even the street you anoint, darkness will clear in the name of Jesus. Your shop, your family, your life, darkness will clear in the name of Jesus. After darkness left, God said, let there be light. After this day, his glory come upon you and all that you anoint. Whatever you say after this anointing will happen exactly. In the name of Jesus. We all saw from where we read in Isaiah 16 that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of judgment. Anything tormenting you, including sickness, by this anointing shall be judged. As God put a seal of protection over you, as this oil touches you and you carry the seal of the Holy Ghost, whoever is planning evil, this same oil shall destroy them. As it's a seal of protection, favor, preservation of your life, but anything contrary, the same force will rise up against them. I was ministering here, and I said, when the enemy coming like a flood. The moment I said that, physical fire went to Ogoni land and caught a tree where they said they had over 1,000 names nailed on the tree for evil. As this oil touches you, look at it there. Physical fire brought down that tree, an evil tree. Fire from the Holy Ghost. Fire from where? It was the biggest tree in that place. Over 1,000 nails on that tree. Now, as this oil touches you, fire will destroy evil against your life. Any armed robber
assassin, hired killer, hate killer, terrorist that plan to attack you, I decree they be dead in the name of Jesus. Become a threat to the camp of the enemy. It's a seal of touch north. So as they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he allowed no man to be wrong. He reproved Kivra and said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. This oil on you make you a touch north. The aircraft you and I board must arrive. The car we enter must go safely. Where we are trekking, evil shall be far. The boat we enter will never capsize. We are taught not to all demons. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. This same oil shall be an oil of favor. Everywhere you go, favor shall follow you. The ministry of the Holy Ghost shall be made real. Sickness will clear instantly. Blessings will be upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Take a little and say, in the name of Jesus, as I am anointed, all that has been declared will come to pass in my life. And all that I will say will also come to pass. Now anoint yourself and begin to pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Bring out the expectation form. Everything. Those of you who have terminal cases, it will flush the system and make you clean. It has a fan to sweep your system. Now, whatever is on that, in case you don't have, quickly collect. This is the last day. There's nothing. Everything you have written on that form is answered. We'll pray as a family. We'll pray as a what? Say, you say, Lord, whatever anybody has written, in line with your word, that's on the expectation form, must be in order of John chapter 16, 23, 24. Jesus prayed one prayer three times. Lord, you said the Father, whatever I ask in your name, you will do it. Everything he has granted to us. Let everything, not one person request, will remain without being answered. Go, pray us prayer. Pray what? Not I prayer. Go ahead, in the name of Jesus. Everything written on expectation from everyone. Answer all of us in the name of Jesus. Answer everyone in the name of Jesus. Answer everyone in the name of Jesus. Let everyone request be answered today. Let everyone request be answered today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty, lift it up to heaven. We stand as a family all over the world. Whatever any of us have written down, as long as it is in line with God's word, it is done. Not one thing you have written on that paper, especially from that, will remain. All are answered in the name of Jesus. God does not withhold answers. He answers. Right now, not one will remain without being an answer. Without receiving an answer in the name of Jesus. As we have prayed, so shall it be. In Jesus' name. You know why we give it to you? Because if you drop, you forget. So within the year, when it happens, okay, 1, 2, then you can testify. But if you drop it, you forget that. Some of you, this you wrote, you have forgotten. Even the one on your paper said you forgot. So hold it. So when you begin to see testimonies, before this is over, all of them are answered. Beginning from this week, beginning from today, answers will start coming. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Tell God thank you, because you must tell God thank you. Father, I learned some of you didn't collect the sacrifice paper. They will display it, serious display it, so that they can take it from the screen. Display it so that once you are closing, just copy it on the screen. We close with praise. We close with what? Enlarge it so that they can see it very well, please. Can your eyes see that in? This is one kind, no? Just copy the bank. Remove all those things. Bring only the bank details. Zoom the bank details out. Remove all the grammar. Zoom only the bank details out. Just remove the last side. Only the bank details. You can see it better now. Can you see this side? You need glasses? Remove all these ones. Just put the two banks, their details. I think it's enough. Or you go to the website. First way won't give, you go find way. If one give, you go do it. Okay, now they don't show it. Now wait, you can squeeze again. Alright. You have seen it now? Again, the other way want? Copy more. Alright, Psalm 149, 6 to 9. We close. That is the last. Psalm 149. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth, and the two edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and pray upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with the feathers of iron, to execute upon them the judgment. This one I have all this. Praise the Lord. Where I say, Lord, if there be anything remaining, which I don't know, I didn't pray well, execute. Clear it. I put the praise as a final bus stop. Finish. 5 minutes. Heavy, all centers. Those of you who have instruments of your own, let's go. 5 minutes, we are done. Go ahead.
He is the marvelous thing.
Almighty God, all marvelous God. Almighty God.
Almighty God. Oh, powerful God. Almighty God.
There's only one thing remaining. Faith is in degrees. Faith is in what? It's as far as the person is a part of glory reign genuinely. Use the word what? That these prayers must work. The praise must work. Alpha must work in the favor of every. That if there are anybody who is thinking of attacking any of us because the person is not there, or that we that our faith is strong, the prayer we pray cover the person and strike that person. Cover everybody, that everyone must go home safely and victory will be for everybody. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. He said, be your brother's keeper. Everyone going home shall go home safely. Every prayer we have prayed, every ministration, everything we have declared, they will work for every one of us. As long as that person came genuinely for this meeting, it will cover everyone in the name of Jesus. Cover everybody who is genuinely connected. Go ahead. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. When I close before the grace and I say, God bless you, I know what I mean. It will be a blessing that nobody can erase. When you go home, thank God on my behalf because God helped me. I can tell you, God helped me. I will explain to you, but he helped me. Without his help, I won't have, say, I continue to this day. God helped me in this glory reign more than anyone. He helped me. God helped me. So when you go home, thank God on my behalf for helping me. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Love you all. We shall all be alive to see this time next year. To see many more years. All the great men of God all over the world, people are hooked up all over the globe. God bless everyone. Amen. We shall all be alive. Amen. None of us will die in time. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It shall be testimony upon testimonies. Amen. Everyone traveling back to your different countries, different states, you shall all go safely. Amen. You are returning back next year, the testimony will be big. Amen. It will be catalogued. Ministries will explode. Churches will break forth. Businesses will explode. You will be lifted as a person. In the name of Jesus. Tell God, thank you for everything. Lord, thank you for everything. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. All Salvation Ministry churches, remember, no uniform on Sunday. It's free dressing. Lift your hands to heaven. We're thanking God. Now when I say God bless you, say it from your heart. Say the amen from here. Now all the grand finale from my heart with deep understanding. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Go with the blessing. Shine toward the year 2023 and beyond this year. In Jesus' name. The grace together with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet love of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord. Forever. Amen. Peace. At least tell 3 to 5 people congratulations.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.